Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say, can you see I'm coming to America?
Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Top of the morning, going into the afternoon with you. Yes, I'm sorry. Y'all can say I backslid or whatever, but ain't that song ain't nothing but just a song. But anyway, I wanted to talk with you all on something today because it's starting to become at a point where those who are believers are starting to want to hate each other because of this election. I served as a poll election judge, and I was so shocked at some of the things that I saw. There was a couple that came in, already had an attitude about voting, and because it changed a lot of things with the voting procedure. It used to be back in the day, you know, every so many decades, they always have a change of a system of how things go. You know, many years ago, you used to, you know, when you want welfare, you had to go in the office. In most cases, you don't have to go in the office unless it's something that's very important for you to become a part of. You can go and apply online for Social Security. You can go online and apply for welfare. You can go online and apply for unemployment. I mean, there are things you could do now that you couldn't do then, you know, make it more convenient for the people. Then some of them did early voting, you know, and then some of them did voting through the mail, you know, things like that. Problem is that, you know, we do have a new president. And the thing about it is that with the new president, everybody had their own opinion, you know, and I was trying to explain to somebody this morning that let's look at things for what they are, okay? When a person is running for candidacy, for presidential candidacy, they're in the candidacy box, they're not running to be your pastor. And I think a lot of times the church people feel that a president of the United States and things like this, they feel, well, you know, he's also, you know, the pastor of my life, or whoever's running, you know. America, as we see it, was not really ready for a female president. I did not look at Hillary Clinton as a woman. I just look at each candidate as for what they are and what you say, because what you say is what comes out of your mouth. is basically what you say. It's a whole lot of things going on. And I don't look at these people as if they're in a God-fearing position. Everybody have their own theory about God. They have their own understanding about the Bible. They have, you have different religious denominations out here that have different teachings. The problem is that too many people in the church want to make these people like they are the guardian of your soul. They're not. The only thing that they're to do is to fulfill the need of all of the people that reside within the United States. The United States of America has a lot of faults at hand of their own because we've had leaders that have not taken on, they're not going to, you know, we were ready. They didn't promise anybody to follow the Bible. I didn't hear Donald Trump mention the Bible. I didn't hear Hillary Clinton mention the Bible. I'm looking at these people as they are, people of the world. There's no sense of falling apart about stuff that really has no meaning whatsoever. Donald Trump has made comments, and with him making comments, you know, it just caused a lot of confusion. In the polls, a lot of people I noticed in the polls basically did not turn around, and they didn't do what made sense. When voting for a person, you choose to vote for a person that literally, you know, don't understand all of this. My thing is, you know, they're sitting up here and they are causing a lot of division amongst each other. And the church people are really upset with each other because they're falling out. They're literally just they're falling apart. And the bad part is that, you know, when all these things here are going on, it's causing people to not like each other, period. They don't like each other. And so they argue. As I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I look at, will these candidates allow me to live in this world, in this country, on the human side, where I'm not boggled with all type of problems? You know, as I get older in age, you know, will my Social Security be affected by what your thinking is? Because sometimes worldly leaders' thinking can get you in a whole lot of mess. Will my child be able to get the correct education that they need in order to be productive in their life as they grow up? Will my grandchildren be able to have things for themselves? If you cut off a lot of things that are going on that make sense, as I was sharing with somebody on yesterday, I said, my husband is a housing counselor. He works to help people that are falling back on their mortgage. And it's not that they fell back on their mortgage because they didn't want to pay their mortgage. A lot of times other things have productively come up which caused them to be either laid off their job, or they became ill, or one spouse might have lost their job, or the hours of their work been reduced. When you look at that, a lot of funding is put into saving those homeowners, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Either way it goes, it doesn't make a difference. If those programs, if Donald Trump snatches those programs out, you're going to have a lot of homeless people. And then what? You already have a lot of homeless people going on. that are living in the world. They're fighting in the park because it's getting cold outside. They can only stay at the shelter for so long. But when you look at the economic structure of this United States, you review everything. And I'm learning that a lot of people don't like to read or research. I don't care. No, you need to care because it affects your living. When you decide to choose to vote for anyone, you need, don't look at the color of their skin. Don't look at anything. Think about what is really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know about everything. You know, it's crazy. You got a lot of stuff going on. And the crazy part is that when you're dealing with that, the educational system, that's a bad thing because Chicago Public School, once again, have failed in being able to have productive things for our children. So now you have a lot of things going on. So this is where the rubber meets the road. When you're voting, it's not about if it's a man or a woman. And in most cases, people do. And, of course, they were not ready for a woman. But when I looked at Hillary Clinton, the little bit that I thought about, I wasn't thinking about what her husband did because he's not running. No matter if he is married to her. He don't have to work in any phase of the White House with her, you know. That's a choice. But what I've heard from Donald Trump, in my own view, I've heard nothing but high school fighting between the both of them. So I didn't look at her as, oh, she a woman. So she no. That don't See, I think a lot of times with us as people, especially African Americans, we don't use our mind. We use our mouth more so we do our brain. Our mouth runs all the way around the board and don't think. Yeah. You know, and it's sad. You know, and it's bad because we turn around and we don't look at things for what it is. And that's a bad thing because when you sit up and you make a conscious decision, when we were at the polls, I noticed a lot of people didn't even know the polling process because they were so stuck on the old methods that they didn't read or they didn't look or they didn't bother about investigating how the polling was going to be, or they didn't probably look at the news. As normal, a lot of folks don't watch the news. I don't watch it either unless it's something important to me. I mean, I'm just being honest. All I'm hearing is somebody getting killed, somebody died, somebody got murdered, somebody was this. I'm hearing extortion. I'm hearing so much of stuff nowadays. I don't believe in the news. I believe in God to get me through whatever needs to be got through. I don't keep myself uninformed. Don't get me wrong. But I do listen and I do pay attention, but I don't get caught up. So a lot of people that came didn't even know the polling process. They thought it was the same old way. Come in, put the paper in the machine, and slip it in there, take a pen. No, they changed it. What you had to do, you had to register to receive the ballot. That means you came in, you gave them your last name. Once you filled out the paper, they looked on there to see if you were in the system. If you weren't, we transfer you to the other registration to have more intent of knowing where you are, okay? That's how we did it. There are a lot of folks that were not in the system because they moved out of the precinct or out of the ward beyond 30 days, or they didn't re-register, they didn't re-enroll, they didn't, you know, every year you vote. I had a couple that came and had a bad attitude. Oh, my God. I mean, we literally saw how they acted. You know, and they were mad. And the wife called, "I'm calling downtown. I got power." Okay, so let her have power. But when she called the Board of Election Commission, they told her the same thing. There's a process. Well, why? Because you didn't listen, or you didn't read, or you didn't, you were not informed. But I believe that they did put it out there, but a lot of people just know what to do. A lot of people half voted, or the sheep, because we call it, you know, I mean, they didn't know. You know, a lot of senior citizens, they couldn't even really read the paper, which we call, you know, paper 15, because there were two things you had to vote for. You had to vote for the Illinois Constitutional Amendment, and you had the regular presidential campaign. Some people overvoted. That made us have to really go back and spoil the vote and start all over again. Then some people you know, and the crazy part is that people didn't know who the judges were that were running. One guy was so funny, he said, "I didn't vote for none of the judges because one of them was I had to deal with divorce." He like, "I don't want to do it all that," and that's basically what happened. We had the e-poll, the e-vote, where you can go on the machine. It took a while, you know. And the crazy part is that these people, you know, it's a dumb situation when you're talking about political thing, you know, and that's crazy because we don't get into it when it's time to really fight for what we know is right. But then you have people that are, you know, with three parties, the Liberal, Political, Democrat, and Republican, and then we all get into it with each other. I mean, I don't get into it with folks about who you vote for. You can vote for Mickey Mouse if you want to. I wouldn't even care. But it's knowing how this country is and how this country is established. You know, we have a government system that tells us what we can and cannot do. We have an amendment. We have a constitution that explains to us detail our rights, where we will not become lawless in knowing what we should do while we're living in this country. To see the Twin Towers come down, you hear me talk about it many times, you know, every year I lost three college mates to the Twin Towers, demise of the Twin Towers. The bad part, and it's crazy because and it's bad. It's just bad. And when we get to the point that we don't like each other because of something, then that's a bad thing because now politics destroy friendship. And it shouldn't. I don't allow it. I let people be what they, and I tell them, well, according to how I see things, it shouldn't be done that way. And so when it shouldn't be done that way, we literally become very disgruntled about how we should do things. And when we do those things, when we're talking about politics, we become sensitive. Well, you have a right to believe who you want to believe. That's what you have a right to believe. But you don't have a right to not listen to what the other person is saying. When you are dealing with people in a political realm, you should be able to understand that it's your right to vote for who you want. Nobody can tell you what you vote for. Robert. No, you're not. You're voting for who you feel will work for you. The crazy part is that when it comes to the facts of how you're going to live, you have a lot of immigrants that have come to the United States. A lot of them came here on visas to go to school because in certain parts of where they live in other continents or countries, they don't have a durable educational system where they can be able to get the right degree to be able to make it. You need to look at those things. When you are looking at those things, we have to leave color out of it. When it came, I was trying to make a point this morning to someone else that President Barack Obama was not a president for the people of the church folk. He didn't run for bishop. He didn't run to be a pastor. He didn't run to be an auxiliary bishop. He didn't run to be an archbishop. He didn't run to do any of those things. What he did was he ran in effort to support the people. Now, when it came to the gays and lesbians, okay, that is a whole nother format. I still feel, in my opinion, that it was not a civil right, that it was based upon a choice to be whatever you want to be and whoever you want to interact with. That ain't had nothing to do with no march on Washington. It didn't have anything to do with the march when in Selma. It didn't have anything to do with Dr. Martin Luther King. They fought for civil rights of you being able to vote and live in this world as white people, not by who you choose to sleep with. That's not a big issue. If you sleep with an ex, that's your business. It's not a civil right. It's your choice. But people start to say, well, this is why we can't get along. Now, the church comes back and say, listen, same-sex marriage is wrong. Well, I believe what the Bible says. It's wrong. But if you want to choose to do what you want to do, then that's your choice. God ain't in your choices. And that's what the thing about this election. God was not in the choices. Everybody was arguing and fussing, fighting and bickering. Everybody was sitting up worried about what he was saying about who and what not. Like right now, they're still waiting on, what's his name, President, Barack Obama to welcome in Donald Trump. And now we want to pray the Holy Ghost in the president. If the man, if they're not a Holy Ghost before, you can't pray it in him, okay? It's just not going to work. So the thing about it is that we have to understand as a people, it wasn't so much of this country's not ready for female president or not. It was based upon facts of things. Now, in my opinion, if Hillary Clinton would have had Bernie Sanders with her as vice, I believe she would have got it. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. That's all I'm just saying. If it is right, if it is wrong, it's just an opinion. But I don't, oh, it's my opinion. No, because that stuff don't bother me. Because you know why? Because the Bible told us not to get caught up into the world. So I'm not going to get caught up into arguing and fussing and fighting over who's right or who's wrong. What we need to do as a people is to come together. Regardless if you're Republican or Democrat or Liberian, or on the voting sheet it said Republican, Democrat, Liberian, or Green, you know, let's come together as a people to protect and fight for what we need. Look at your future. I'm a part of the baby boomers. Anybody below me are not a part of the baby boomers. They just came later. You got folks born in the 70s and 80s. They're not a part of the baby boomers. So they don't understand the mindset of what we're dealing with right now. So we're dealing with America, we have it's a land of opportunity where a lot of people came. I don't want Islamic cultures or Africans or anybody to be threaten or feel you can't walk outside your door. What I didn't agree with some of the things that Donald Trump said was, oh, well, griping women off, and so many words. See, I listen to words. I don't look at what he's saying. It's what he's saying that I'm listening to, not him opening his mouth. When he says it's okay for a man to touch a woman, it's not. You might not have meant that, and you might not. And, you know, I had that problem, too, with one of my relatives. I said, you talk so much, you don't even know what you're saying. It's coming out of your mouth. Because what's coming out of your mouth, it's okay to touch a woman going down the street. So now women got to sit back and bare arm and want to shoot a man's hand off because you want to be stupid. I'm just saying. So this is where we get to the point that we don't listen to what a person's saying. Everything is a joke. Everything in life is not a joke. You have to take something at what it is, which is serious. So the thing about it is that we now need to fight for what is right. I don't want to see senior citizens, children, disabled, or those who are trying to get off of welfare to make their life better. I don't want to see any of those people hurt by comments of ignorance and unblissful understanding. And that's where we're at right now. A lot of the agencies who are receiving funding, if Donald Trump cuts it, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your job. What is going to happen? The veterans need better, affordable service for them and those who have problems with their mortgages. We don't know what they are. Okay, your credit A1, good for you. Keep it up. But just because someone else's is not doesn't mean that you have a right. And that's the thing. I don't want this new president to end up causing so much confusion that everybody's shooting each other up and there's nobody left here but a dog. Anywhere go. President Barack Obama, he was for whoever. Some of his decisions might not have been the wise decisions. But don't make him a dog. Don't say meaningful, hateful things. I mean, you need to know if a president does have a problem with racism. You wouldn't want a presidential leader that has a problem with any culture. But they ain't got a problem with being yoked up with one themselves. You know, Michelle Obama did nothing to me. I don't hate her. I respect her. She's a beautiful woman, very intelligent and smart. So my thing is, they served their time, 8 years in office. It's time to move on. We cannot allow the idolatry of other men's sins to be a part of our world. And this is where God is going to start looking at us, because we're not following what the Word of God says. We're not trusted in the system. The Winers wrote a song years ago that I can't trust the political system. World so tough that it's cold. It only seems right and wrong world. So my whole thing is that we don't need to be at each other's throats to the point that we have to hate each other and we despise each other based on what? Foolishness. Some foolishness. So I just wanted to give you a small commentary of something, because it's caused a lot of church folks to become out of touch with each other, and we don't want to do that. We want to yet remain in God's eyesight. Amen. We'll talk to you later.
Say, can you see I'm coming to America?